In world news, a very important event has occurred, and I want to play this video now from President Trump.
Ground.
We're knocking the hell out of ISIS. We'll be coming out of Syria, like, very soon. Let the other people take care of it now. Very soon. Very soon, we're coming out. We're going to have 100% of the caliphate, as they call it, sometimes referred to as land. We're taking it all back quickly, quickly. But we're going to be coming out of there real soon.
I love that. I love that. President Trump has announced, he's telling his advisors, and obviously he's telling all of us Americans, Trump tells advisors he wants U.S. out of Syria, senior officials. Trump ordered the State Department to freeze more than $200 million in funds for recovery efforts in Syria. Although a lot of the quote-unquote mainstream media is saying he's freezing the funds for recovery efforts in Syria, it's really about war and spending money on war. And I applaud this because, as many people have said, Trump may be continuing the policies of Bush and Obama by knocking off Iran, North Korea, and also Syria and the council. I believe a report by, was it the Council of Foreign Relations before 9/11? And there was a report where the U.S. was going to take out so many countries in the Middle East, and many of them were taken out, probably to install a central bank in Libya, Iraq, a variety of countries. And of course, we need to get out of the Middle East. And if you recall, Ron Paul was talking about this and blowback in this video here during the, I believe it was the 2012 campaign.
My point is if another country does to us what we do others, we're not going to like it very much. So I would say that maybe we ought to consider a golden rule in foreign policy. Don't do to other nations what we don't want to have them do to us. So we endlessly bomb these countries, and then we wonder why they get upset with us. And yet it continues on and on. I mean, this idea that we can't debate foreign policy, then all we have to do is start another war. I mean, it's warmongering. They're building up for another war against Iran, and people can't wait to get in another war. This country doesn't need another war. We need to quit the ones we're in. We need to save the money and bring our troops home.
So he's basically talking about the golden rule that basically we need to do unto others as we would like done onto us. And basically, we need to stop bombing people. No wonder why people are angry with the U.S. and why Islam and radical jihadis are calling for the death of U.S. citizens. And it's because we have bases there. We're bombing them. You know, we killed 500,000 children in Iraq. I've said many times, Madeleine Albright discusses this on 60 Minutes in the late 90s. You can find that on YouTube, where she says that it's worth it. And we've done a lot of nonsense, and we spent too much money, as he said. We spent too much money, trillions of dollars on this. And as tough as President Trump has talked, and people are angry, and, you know, this is really the most loving thing that we can do, is what he's actually doing. If you see, and even CNN admits that he'll be a great president if he creates peace with North Korea. There's, again, this tweet on March 28th, for years and through many administrations, everyone said that peace and the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula was not even a small possibility. Now there is a good chance that Kim Jong-un will do what is right for his people and for humanity. Look forward to our meeting with his enemies, talking about peace, in situations where even CNN, who's constantly negative about Trump, is saying, Aaron Burnett specifically said he would be a great president if he managed to pull off peace with North Korea. And now one of these countries that was on the list of countries that they wanted to take over under Bush and Obama, he's saying, we're pulling out of, we're going to stop spending money, we're getting out of Syria. So President Trump does have to use sort of tough tactics, and he does the rope-a-dope like Muhammad Ali, luring people in, and you know, playing a variety of mind games, and people maybe don't like his personality, but I applaud this. I think it's very loving, and I think anybody would be in support of us not spending hundreds of billions of dollars or trillions of dollars fighting more wars over nonsense and really just installing central banks. So I really think this is great. I'm Nicholas Upchurch. Again, leave your comments, youtube.com/believeloveyou, or on our website, believe.love, and check out our podcast, believeitunes.com.